Taking a look at Coast Radio Sports, the Seyslaw Vikings took to the field on Friday for the first time in preparation for a shortened season. It looked a little different without jerseys and pads, but the players had a chance to get back on the field. They hosted Sweet Home. It was not a full contact scrimmage. The score ended up in a 4-4 tie, the first time on the field in over 15 months. On Friday, the Oregon Duck women's basketball team announced they would be canceling the weekend's games due to COVID-19 protocol. They're still scheduled to meet the ASU Sun Devils on Friday, but that's subject to change. The men's team has also been in COVID-19 protocol, and their next scheduled game is for Thursday against Washington State at home. The OSU Beavers were on the court Saturday in L.A. against UCLA. The Bruins defeated the Beavers 57-52. Ethan Thompson was the lone Beaver in double figures with 16. The Beavers outshot the Bruins in open court, but the Bruins bested them from the free throw line after the Beavers got into foul trouble, making the penalty line the difference in the game. The women's team was in Salt Lake City last night, defeated the Utes 84-74. Four Beavers were in double figures, with Aaliyah Goodman leading the pack with 21. Sasha Goforth had a double-double with 16 points and 10 rebounds. That's Coast Radio Sports for Monday, February 21st, 2021.